Welcome back to In the Moment. Brandon Candelin is the head girls basketball coach at St. Thomas More High School. He and his team just won their fourth consecutive South Dakota State girls title. In the Moment producer Chris Lawfrey begins this conversation by asking about how that victory feels.
It feels great. You know, I think as the days move on, it starts to sink in a little more about how special it is and you know, the hard work that's gone into it and you know, how much it's, I guess how fast it's gone by, but how much it is enjoyable for me to watch these girls succeed.
Talk about your coaching philosophy.
You know, I guess my philosophy is, as far as the coaching basketball part of it, we're a very defensive-minded team. I think that starts way down in even my middle school. I just try and preach that part. You don't necessarily need to be the best shooter or passer or things like that, defense is strictly an effort thing. And so if you put forth the effort, you can become a great defender. I guess another philosophy is that I want the girls to thoroughly enjoy what they're doing. And I don't do a lot of yelling at them. If you were to ask them, I don't think that they have heard me yell too often, but the few times that I might, it sure gets their attention.
What role would you say underclassmen play as opposed to the upperclassmen?
Well, right now, the underclassmen have been a huge part of what we do. You know, I think when I look at it the last 8-9 years, our numbers not have been as good as I wish they could be. So typically I might have 15 to 17 girls, 18 girls in 9 through 12, which means when we practice all together. And that basically puts those younger girls in a position to watch what we do with the older girls and do the same drills, understand the terminology of what we're asking them to do. And then basically they have to practice against them. You know, they get to go in and be part like the scout team and do those things. And I think that has been a huge part of their growth, so that by the time they do, it's their time to play. Again, they understand what we're asking. They know what to expect, and there's really no surprises.
Let's talk about the support you receive from your coaching staff.
It's been phenomenal, especially my assistant, Coach Bill Friedel. I think it's been important these last 7 years now, I think, that he has been with me. You know, I've been through in the 16 years, a few coaches here and there that have stuck around for a while, but the ability to have Coach Friedel stick around as long as he has, and again, I think just the ability to work really well together and communicate together and have the same philosophy, have the same ideas of what we want to get done on the defensive end. Those have been very, very crucial parts and pieces to the success of this team is the compatibility that we have.
How about from your colleagues off the hardwood?
You know, it's great support around here. I credit our AD for allowing us to schedule games across the state a lot, go out and play and try and find great games to challenge us, to help us compete at our best. You know, the support from our principal and superintendent is fantastic. Again, supporting that also. And then, you know, the support of the other coaches around, especially, you know, Coach Hollenbeck, a great individual to go pick his brain and you know, see what he understands about basketball, and he understands a lot. So it's a great atmosphere.
How many former players are playing in college?
Let's see. I have, I think, 4 that are still playing. That would be 3 Duffy girls and Alexis Sweetman. So at that time, or at this time, there's 4.
Is this the goal of your program?
You know, certainly the ones there are ones that strive to do that and want to achieve that status of being able to, you know, extend their career and play in college. But when I look at it, and even last year, state championship team is a great example. You know, Kira Duffy ends up going to USD, but the other seniors that I had, three of the other seniors were getting looks and had the capability to play at some level of basketball and extend their career if they wanted to. However, they just have chosen to pursue their academics. And, you know, I've had several athletes that are that way, that they've enjoyed what they were able to do through their high school career, but when it came to the college part of it, you know, they were more interested in their academics. Or, you know, I can think of one or two others that pursued maybe, I think, track and soccer. So, you know, if the chance is there and they want to play, that's what I'm hoping, that we can extend that avenue for them. If not, you know, I congratulate them for being a huge part of what we do and trusting in us coaches and trusting in their teammates and doing the best they could do with their time here.
With the success, rather, that your teams have had, Coach, and the players, for that matter, that have had the next level, are college coaches more willing to visit with you about possible recruits?
Definitely. You know, it's been kind of amazing, the contacts that I've been able to come in touch with. You know, I try and sit and think of different college coaches that I've been able to meet and talk to, and you know, it's crazy to think that I can call up Arizona State or call up Washington State or Missouri State or Drake, or just, it's incredible that I can call up these people that have tried to pursue some of our former players, but the relationship that we've built then, and then they call back and you know, they ask, well, what have you seen in South Dakota? And they, you know, I'm hoping that they trust my judgment. And it's kind of hard to think about that somebody else is trying to pick my brain about who's going to be able to have a chance to move on to that next level.
If you're just joining us, this is In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and our guest is head girls basketball coach Brandon Candlin with the St. Thomas More Cavaliers. Drew Jilton was injured at last weekend's state tournament and didn't play in that final game. What do we know about her injury thus far?
We did get confirmation through an MRI that the ACL was a complete tear. There was a little damage to some meniscus and MCL. I think from what I understand, those kind of heal on their own, and there might be a little bit of cleanup, but the ACL is the main thing that was damaged, and surgery will be planned here very shortly.
The Cavaliers came back and defeated Lennox in that title game last week. Was there sort of a win it for Drew mentality among the players that night?
I think so. You know, she was certainly one of the biggest cheerleaders and supporters from the night before, and you know, I think was a huge encouragement to the girls to let them know and remind them that, you know, we got here for a reason, and all of them have put in the time and understand what's going on, so it's not going to be much different if she wasn't in there. And so I think that part was very beneficial for our girls to hear, is that Drew had the confidence in them. But I think, yeah, they knew that she'd put in all this time and kind of a rare moment that if we were to win, that you go through your high school career and you get a state championship every year. That seems to be pretty rare.
You've had very few games in your home gym in the regular season. Now, I'm curious, is that just the luck of the draw, or is it difficult to schedule teams to come to your home court?
Well, I think it's just due to being able to, I guess, go play other schools that we hope will give us that extra challenge that will, you know, give us a new look. And I think the difficulty there is we're willing to travel, and even if it's one game, and I think a lot of teams, if they were to come here, when I say they, mostly East River teams, it's probably going to be some type of a budget thing that they don't see it feasible to travel to St. Thomas More to play one game. I think maybe if there was two games, if they could pick up another game somewhere else, yeah, possibly we could get some schools out here. But, you know, I guess right now it is what it is, and If we have to travel to go find good games, then we're willing to do it.
How far ahead are you thinking during a game, Coach, or do you stay in the moment?
No, I think I'm always looking ahead. I understand maybe what, as the circumstance comes about or whatever might be happening, if a team's in a man or if a team's in zone or when substitutes come in, and that's a huge part of my coach being on top of it. When certain subs come in for another team, he's on top of it, of who we wanted to match up with, so we try and get subs in. But I think I'm always trying to anticipate what can we do to outthink or outplay our opponent. So when a circumstance arises, what can we do offensively? What can we do defensively? So I like that part of it. I think trying to look ahead and anticipate.
While standing on the sidelines during a title game or any game for that matter, does the thought ever cross your mind that we got this? Or does that not come until the clock reaches zero and the final buzzer sounds?
Certainly there are a few games that we know that we've got it. But there are a lot of times that I don't even know what the score is. I might know that we're up, and we might even have a comfortable lead, but I think there are a lot of times that I really don't look at the score, and I can think of how many times the paper might call and ask me for a score, and I got to look it up because I really don't even know. I'm just more worried about, my focus is, what are we always doing to get better? I don't want any moment to slip away to compete and get better, whether it's the starting five that's in there or I know that, you know, the game might be out of hand and I've got my next five in there. Well, I don't want there to be any letdown. I'm always focused on what are they doing to take advantage of that time to always get better.
Coach Brandon Candelin from St. Thomas More, again, congratulations on your fourth straight South Dakota Girls Basketball Championship, and thank you so much for being in the moment.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. South Dakota Public Broadcasting covers all games from the state basketball tournament starting tomorrow.